The wait is over. John Harbaugh is officially the next head coach of the New York Giants. According to Ian Rappaport of NFL Network, the deal has been finalized. Let's go. John Harbaugh is officially the next head coach of the New York Giants. I had to repeat it because I still can't believe it. I am so excited about this. We got our guy. We got the program builder. 18 years in Baltimore, leaves New York Giants is the next stop for the future Hall of Famer, John Harbaugh. And obviously, there were several days of delays between the time he agreed to be the Giants head coach and between now when he finally signed the deal. There was a lot that transpired in the news over the last 24 hours. I'm going to recap it all. We're going to discuss it, why there was a delay, what this means for the New York Giants, and of course, give you guys my reaction and tell you how excited I am for John Harbaugh as the next head coach of the New York Giants. This is Fireside Giants. I am Anthony Rivardo, your host. Let's dive into it, man. The John Harbaugh era starts now, and he got it started off real hot. If you're reading some of these quotes that are coming out from John Harbaugh and the things that he's saying, they're going to get you amped up, and that's where we're going to start this. I'm going to read these things for you all. This is one of my favorite quotes from a New York Giants head coach ever. Considering he hasn't even stepped in the building as the head coach yet, this is the quote that we got from John Harbaugh. "We are going to compete for the playoffs and for championships. I expect and want to make the playoffs next year." That is what John Harbaugh told Ian O'Connor of The Athletic on the phone today as he explained to him why he had the delays and how excited he is to be the next head coach of the New York Giants. So it's official, guys. What happened? Let's go ahead and recap it before we kind of dive a little bit deeper. So over the last 24 hours, some reports started to come out. Some reporters and insiders were saying the news was exaggerated. Harbaugh is not yet the head coach of the Giants, and there's still a gap, and they're working to close it. That was the news that we heard yesterday afternoon, and what transpired for the next 24 hours after that was honestly complete mayhem on social media from New York Giants fans. There was an overwhelming sense of anxiety and fear that somehow this was going to collapse and the New York Giants weren't going to end up hiring John Harbaugh, but that is not the case. He has officially signed the contract. Now it is a five-year deal, reportedly and rumored to be in the range of $100 million in total, $20 million per season. But the big deal here is the structural changes that the New York Giants are undergoing to bring in John Harbaugh. We've talked about this. You guys know I've been banging the table for over a year now for the New York Giants to make a change and bring in a program builder. That's what I like to call John Harbaugh, and that's also what I've been requesting for the Giants to hire as their next head coach for over a year now before Brian Daboll's firing was even a rumor. So now we're here. And the New York Giants have hired that program builder. But what does that look like? What does it mean when I say program builder, a guy who's going to change the organization? Well, for starters, who's he reporting to? John Harbaugh confirmed to Ian O'Connor he will report to John Mara. He does not report to general manager Joe Shane. Harbaugh is reporting directly to ownership now. He is the CEO who is changing the organization. And more reports are saying that the reason why there was a delay and why things took so long is because John Harbaugh wants to rebuild the program. He wants to change the way that the New York Giants operate. But those changes needed to be put into writing and they needed to be officially confirmed. Everybody's on the same page. This is how things are going to get done. So now Harbaugh is going to report only to ownership. He is going to have final say on everything, essentially. He's the CEO. He is running the show. This is John Harbaugh's football team. When he was with the Baltimore Ravens, that's how things ran. He would report to ownership along with the general manager. Now, the way that the New York Giants have always been structured, and I mean always been structured, over their 100 plus years, the head coach reports to the GM reports to the owner. The head coach does not report to the owner. That's how the New York Giants have been structured for 100 years. So why did it take so long for the deal to get signed? Well, they had to change a 100-year-old organizational structure. The business has been completely revamped for the New York Giants. That is what we are seeing here with John Harbaugh now reporting to John Mara and taking control of not only the roster, not only the coaching staff, but also of the front office. This is monumental. This is a dream come true for me. The New York Giants process, their program, their organizational structure has been a mess. That is why they have lost so many games over the last 10 years. They have two winning seasons in 10 years. And now they're bringing in a guy in John Harbaugh who has gone to the playoffs 12 times in the last 18 years, has won the AFC North, a really tough division, several times, former coach of the year, a Super Bowl champion. He's stepping in to say, hey, I just worked for 18 years with arguably the best organization in this sport from a business standpoint. Operationally, the Baltimore Ravens are like the gold standard of NFL teams. John Harbaugh, he helped architect all of that. He was the architect of all that. He helped organize that entire structure. And now he's going to replicate it here with the New York Giants, he confirmed while speaking to Ian O'Connor of The Athletic today. He's going to make changes to make the New York Giants organization resemble the Baltimore Ravens. Music to my mother effing ears. This is what the Giants needed. This is a franchise altering moment. This completely changes the trajectory of the New York Giants and carves a new path for them towards success, towards competing for those playoffs, competing for those championships, like John Harbaugh declared he will be competing for today as he signed the contract to be the next head coach of the New York Giants. Guys, I can't even like explain fully how monumental this is and how sweeping these changes are going to be. But as we go through this process over the next few months, as John Harbaugh integrates himself with his new staff, hires his new staff, and brings in new people for the front office, the training room, and analytics department, all these things, we're going to get information and we're going to discuss it all in real time over the next few months, because again, these are sweeping changes. If you look over at what Baltimore had, I'll kind of pull some resources up here and read them off to you and discuss how different this is going to be for the New York Giants. So when he was in Baltimore, like I said, it was a parallel reporting structure. The coach and the GM both reporting to the owner. It was also roster authority was a big deal. Previously with the New York Giants, the general manager held the final say on all roster decisions. Now, the head coach is going to hold final 53-man roster say. That's a big deal. Organizational scale, the New York Giants are about to expand, hire more people. More people are going to be in new departments. The Giants traditionally had a very lean staff. They kept it pretty tight. We all know family business is the term that we like to use for the Giants. That's how they were ran. That's not going to happen anymore. They're going to have expanded departments, including, of course, analytics and things like that. The New York Giants are a very scout-heavy organization, but now they're going to be a lot more analytically driven, like the Baltimore Ravens have been for years. So this is a change in the way that the Giants do everything. This is the head coach running the show. He's going to have a video and personnel staff. That's something that he brought over to Baltimore. Training and medical staff is going to be improved, of course. Baltimore has had very specific recovery protocols for injured players, and they've had very different facilities than the New York Giants have. And again, analytics. The Giants are about to become more aggressive as a football team. They're going to be data-driven. They are going to take every statistical and analytical edge that they can to win football games like the Baltimore Ravens have done for the last two decades under John Harbaugh's leadership. So leadership, that's everything. How many times have we said that the New York Giants need new leadership? This is new leadership. This is leadership in the coaching staff. This is leadership in the front office. This is an organizational restructuring, something that's been long overdue. For the last 10 years, the New York Giants have spiraled out of control and fallen deep into the abyss as the NFL's arguably worst franchise over the last 10 years. This is the guy who's going to dig them out of that abyss and bring them back to relevancy. This is maybe the most important moment in New York Giants history. It could go down as such. Because again, you are talking about a 100-year-old outdated formula that the New York Giants have been operating underneath. Now, that formula, that structure, that business, completely overhauled by one guy who has the championship pedigree, the experience, and the Hall of Fame resume to step in and rebuild such a program. This is a big deal. I mean, this is the kind of thing where how many times have you heard fans, myself included, complain about nepotism or poor structuring or people holding positions in the front office that don't deserve them? How many times have we complained about these things? Well, I think our days of complaining about all that crap, I think they're over. I think this is going to change that. We are now going to have the New York Giants running a modern sports organization comparable to the Baltimore Ravens, the Kansas City Chiefs, and all of these other world-class organizations like the Philadelphia Eagles too, even. These are teams that are very forward-thinking, they're analytical, they're data-driven, they have expansive staffs in the front office, in the training department, the scouting department. It's just going to be a complete overhaul. So that's what transpired over the last 24 hours as the New York Giants tried to get this deal done ahead of the divisional round of the playoffs. They got it done ahead of the divisional round of the playoffs. And now on Tuesday, John Harbaugh will officially be introduced to the media as the next head coach of the New York Giants. I say these words. I can't believe I'm saying these words. It doesn't sound or feel real to me yet. And I can't wait for Tuesday to see him walk up there, shake hands with John Mara, shake hands with Joe Shane. And hey, on that note, Joe Shane, he's having his role adjusted. His role is adjusting within the organization. When I had Ian O'Connor of The Athletic on this podcast 1 week ago today, he said Joe Shane is open to a role adjustment. The Giants know what they need to do to hire John Harbaugh, and they are going to get it done. That's what happened. Joe Shane adjusted his role in order to allow the New York Giants to hire John Harbaugh. And Harbaugh has said nothing so far but very complimentary things of Joe Shane. And he said he expects to have a very collaborative process with him and work very closely and collaboratively with him the same way that he did with DaCosta and Newsom over in Baltimore. That's a big freaking deal, guys. Now, it's not the general manager just simply pulling all the strings and running the show. It is a collaborative effort with a new leading man in charge being John Harbaugh. This is the kind of thing, like, I don't mean to look too far down into the future, but just walk with me for a second here as I do look ahead really far. Let's say that the New York Giants, they do become an immediately competitive team with Harbaugh like we expect for them to. Let's say they have good success with John Harbaugh here for the next few years. He could very possibly and realistically appoint the next head coach of the Giants and move himself into the front office when he is done coaching. Just keeping in mind, you know, he's 63 years old. He's not going to coach forever, but he could be here the next 10 years, absolutely, if he has success with the New York Giants. It's a five-year contract, but we know he could get extended. And of course, that time's going to fly. And if he does decide that he doesn't want to coach anymore, well, guess what? He can move right into the front office, maintain the structure, continue to run the show, and build a long-term vision out for the New York Giants. This is really exciting to me. This is what we've been begging for. Like, we've been saying how outdated the New York Giants are, how their structure is broken, how they need to change everything in the front office, in the ownership group, everything needed to change. Now everything is actually changing. John Harbaugh's changing it all. This is a huge deal. This is one of the most exciting moments for me as a New York Giants fan in so long. I can't even tell you how long it's been since I felt this optimistic about the New York Football Giants. It's probably been 10 years at least. I don't know. This is monumental, guys. So I'm really excited. Expect plenty more content as we break down who he could and who he does hire onto his coaching staff in the coming days. Expect many different update videos, reaction videos, everything right here on Fireside Giants. And guys, before I do wrap this up, I just want to give you a big thank you. All of the support, all of the engagement, all of the excitement during this John Harbaugh sweepstakes, we tried our best to cover it as best as we could. Every little piece of info, every detail, so many uploads, so many conversations that I did with the interviews, with Alex, myself, just had a lot of fun covering this whole process and watching it unfold, and really happy to have you all joining me for this ride and sharing this experience with me in this Fireside Giants community that we have spent years building, and it's rapidly growing right now. And so I just want to say a big thank you to everybody who's hit subscribe recently, got a lot of new subscribers recently, everybody who's been hitting the thumbs up button, who's been tuning into all of these videos. I appreciate all of you. Thank you so much. John Harbaugh, the next head coach of the New York Giants, smash the freaking thumbs up button for that. Drop your comments down below in the comment section. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, leave us a five-star review and go ahead and follow us on all our social media channels at Fireside Giants. Without further ado, I'll catch you on the next one. Have a good one. Let's go, New York Football Giants.